Muadim leSimcha. Today's daf in Masechet Minachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim HaKodesh, is daf Pei Aleph. So we've got to make up some lost time here. And the last thing that we learned was that Rabbi Chiya said a chiddush at a todah that got mixed up with a tmuras todah. We don't know which one is which. If one of them dies, you've got no way to be makriv the remaining living one. Now, we've come up with a lot of different possibilities. Why can't you come up with a way? And every way, the last thing we had was Levi, who suggested that maybe you could say, if this one that's alive is a tmura, this is the todah, this is a lecha. And if this one is the todah, then this should be a meiser todah. And the last thing that Rebbe said was, this is ridiculous. I used to think Levi had some brains. Now he's got no brains. Why not? The last thing that we said was, okay, so now we have got ourselves quite a few additional possibilities for ways to figure out how to actually go ahead and to bring this surviving animal, no matter what it is, and to figure out a way that we'd be able to actually bring the Lachmetata with it. So let's take a look at another possibility. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, he had an idea. He was sitting in front of Reb Nachman, and he was saying, "Laiti behema v'lechem. Why can't you just bring another behema together with lechem and say, if the surviving one was the tmura, so I'm bringing this one as a teta, and here is the lechem of that teta. And if the one that is surviving was the original teta, so then I'm just going to substitute this animal for the tmura, basically that died, so it was already a tmura, so I'll take this new animal, use this lechem for the surviving teta, and this new animal should take the place of the teta, the tmura's teta, that didn't make it." Says Reb Nachman, is that ridiculous or not? Anima, will you please answer me, sir? Arboim bekatve v'kosher? What are you saying? The guy should make a tmura? What, just because he once had a tmura, now you're allowed to make another tmura, take the place of the tmura out of your mind? This is going to be mechayev you, malchus arboim, which is the onus for making a tmura, and you're saying this is what he should go ahead and do? He should go do an iser lav, that would be mechayev and malchus. I don't understand. Let's try another suggestion. Rav Elish, now Rav Elish became ill once, and Abai and the Rabbanit came to visit, and basically they said to him, you know, if Rav Yochanan was right, what he said before, remember Rav Yochanan said that if the Lachmei Teda are outside of the Chomata Azara, as long as they're not outside of the Chomat Yerushalayim, they're not outside of Beit Pagi, then they will still become kosher if you shecht the Todah on them. Now that, if that's true, so then we can go back to our original suggestion where we were saying we could simply make this work. And the only reason you said we couldn't make it work was because we would be bringing Chulin la'azara. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, we don't have to bring in the Lachmei Teda into the Azara for them to be Kodesh. So therefore, if Rabbi Yochanan was right, and he said, Chutz l'chomat Azara, it's Kodesh, so then let's go back to the original idea we had. Bring Lechem, put that Lechem outside of the Chomat Azara, and then let him go ahead and say, if this animal that survived is the actual Korban Teda, here is the Lechem for that Teda, outside of the Azara. And if not, and the one that is surviving here is the tmura, and we basically have to now go ahead, let this lechem not be kodesh at all. And that way, there won't be a problem, because this is what we said before, and this was the first thing that the Labanim, the Rebbe's Talmidim, said, what's the problem? Go ahead and make a tonight. If this is the teda, then this is the lechem, and if not, it should remain chulin. And Rebbe said, you can't do that, because then you're going to have chulin ba'azara. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, you won't have chulin ba'azara, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can leave the lachmei teda outside of the azara. So what's the problem? Answered Rabbi Yulah to them, because how are you going to bring the truma of the lachmei teda? In order to bring the truma of the Lachmei Teda, remember, you have to do tenufa on the Lachmei Teda together with the Teda. So where are you supposed to do this? Bishom deyika arba lahanif. So what should you do? Lifninu abaroi? Should you do the tenufa outside of the Azara? It says beferish lahanif lifnei Hashem, which means it has to be in the Azara. Should we do tenufa inside? We got the same problem. Maybe this is not Kodesh. You're bringing in chulin la'azara. Therefore, no good. Okay, says Rav Shesha Bar Ravidi, I got an idea. If Chizkiah was right, remember Chizkiah said before that in a case that somebody brought a Torah together with 80 different lecha. So Chizkiah said, what's the problem? Our boy in Mitoch Shmonim should be Kodesh, right? So then we'll eat all of them and we'll bring, as we said, if it's in two piles, so you'll bring two sets of truma. And if it's in one pile, so you'll have to bring 11 lechems of each type, whatever, but it's not a big deal. So all you need to do, according to Chizkiah, is laisa behema, bring an animal with shmonim chalot, and then just make the following tie. If the animal that's in front of us, the surviving animal, if that is actually a taida, so then the new one is also a taida. And now we've got the 80 chalots, 40 for the original taida and 40 for the new taida. If the one that has survived here might be the Temura and not the Teira, if it's the Temura, so then this new animal is a Teira, and here is the 40 chalas for this Teira, and then 40 out of the 80 will become Kodesh, like Chizkiah said. Answers the Gemara, you could do this, but the problem is that if you do that, then you've got 40 over here, lechem, that may very well be not lachme Teira, but you're going to have to eat them as if they are the lachme teira, and you've got the four that are actually given to the kohen, and now they're only going to be allowed to be eaten by kohanim. Well, then you're going to be memayit in their achila. What if they become notar? Remember, we have a fundamental rule. You cannot be memayit in the number of people that can eat kodesh on a particular piece or the amount of time, because either way, your ein mevi'im kodeshim lebet apsul. We don't do things to possibly bring kodeshim to become notar. And therefore, whatever you're going to do is going to be memayit the zman of the achila. That's no good. Omar Rav Asher Rav Kahn, I got another suggestion. We're already up to number 7, you understand. We're going strong. I got another suggestion. If Rabbi Yochanan is right, and Rabbi Yochanan said that if you're mafrish a korban chatas when it was pregnant and it had a child, you can either, be mitchaper with the original, or if you want, you can actually be mitchaper with the vlad, right? And the reason, remember, we were medayek, that shows that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Adam mischaper b'shevach hekdash. Remember? So it's okay for you to get your kapara. In this case, it's a kapara. In the case of the Teira, it's not a kapara, but it means you'll be yotze your chiev. And you should do the same thing over here. Ratzavah mitchaper, ratzavah mitchaper. So you do the same thing over here. Bring a pregnant animal and wait until it has a child, okay? Now, you go ahead and you bring that together with Shmonim Chalot, and you say, if the animal that survived the original was a Temura, so then this animal here and the child that it gave birth to are both Todot, and here's their 80 Chalos, and everything's fine. And if the one that survived was the original Teira, so then this new animal is also a Teira. Here is the 80 Chalos for the surviving animal Teira and the new mommy Teira. And basically, we have now a leftover child, and that one should be the Meisar Teira. So what I want it to be is set aside to, in case we need it. So it should be a Meisar Teira, and since it was a Meisar Teira, it doesn't require lechem. And then I can bring all three of them with both sets of lechem, and mamanashach, everything will be great. So what's the problem? Omar Leis said, Rav Kahana, because you are assuming, my dear sir, that just because Rav Yochanan had paskins, that if you've got a Vla Teira, and it was not being used, you ended up using that one, so then that one becomes the Teira, and the other one becomes Meisar. Fine, that's because that's what it is. But over here, do you think that that means that if you want to, you can establish it as a different kind of carbon? Because what you're saying is, take the mother, use the mother as the Teira, which you set it aside for, and then you can also take the child, and you can make it tonight if the child is this, then that, and where the heck do you get the idea that you can do anything you want with that child, including making a tanai to use it for a taita if it turns out it's needed, and it should be a meiser taita? He never said anything like that. He never, maybe Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold im shiaro mishuyar, that if you would leave the child without a kedusha, so then you think that you have a right that if you have a pregnant taita, you can leave out the fetus, and now you'll decide what you want to use the fetus for. I never heard of such a thing. All Rabbi Yochanan said was one very simple thing. If Hagdash has a Vlad, that, and you need to be mischaper with that, you could be mischaper with that Vlad. That's all he said. He didn't say that you can leave it out and do what you want with it to make it any Kedusha that you want. Maybe Yimshir or Enom Meshuyar. It's not in your hands to define whether it's Kedush or not, or how it's Kedush. All that Rabbi Yochanan said was one simple thing. I know time to Rabbi Yochanan. That's all he said. He didn't give it into your hands to make all kinds of tanoim of what it would be. So if you cannot make the child something that it wasn't when it was part of the mother, like make it into another taita, how could it possibly need two sets of lechem? You're trying to account for how you're giving two sets of lechem. Well, you can't. There's no way to account for it. Where do you see Rabbi Yochanan ever admitted that? Whew, okay. Now let's talk about another possibility. Number 8. Ravina once came to Damhoria. Anyway, so he meets Rav Dimi Bereda Ravuna with Damhoria, and he says to him, says to Ravina, why can't you just bring a behemoth and you make a netter, right? And what you say is that I am a mekabel on myself, which is the lashon of a netter. Hare alai. I am a mekabel on myself to bring a taida, and here is the taida that I want to bring for my net. And then you bring another behemoth, and you bring 80 chalas with it, and you say like this, if the living animal, the first animal, here we've got 3. So now these two, if that one is the tamura, fine. So then the tamura doesn't need lechem. These two new animals that I'm bringing are both todos. Here are the 80 lechem, to cover them, and everything is fine. Now, if the surviving animal was a taida, in which case I only needed 40 chalas for the two new ones, so then when I said, ho da amre alai, when I was mekabel on myself a neder to go bring a taida, okay, that's a new taida, and here are its 40 chalas, and the other 40 chalas, they go to the surviving taida, and that supplies their lechem, and then the other new animal that I brought, being as I made a netter. Remember, I said, hare alai. Well, when I make a netter, I'm responsible. If anything would happen to it, I'd have to bring another one. So if I set aside a second one, I can set it aside as achrayut. I can say, look, I don't know, but in case anything would happen to this, I want to have a backup. So then, memanafshach, if I don't need the other chalas for a new animal, it's not a new taita, it's a backup. But a backup, the din is, it's a meiser taita, does not require lechem. So it turns out I've got 3 animals and I only need 80 lechem, which is exactly what I'm looking for, right? So, perfect, says Ravina. What do you mean perfect? The Torah says, don't go around making nidor. Tov asher lo tidor, misha tidor velo tishalim. So you're going to give a guy an eitzah that he should do something he's not supposed to do. He should go ahead and make a netter when we said the whole big thing, never to make that netter l'chatchila. So obviously this is not a way to address the problem, which is why Ravuna said originally, you're not going to be able to come up with any solution. I already worked it through. There is no way that you're going to be able to bring that teda with its lecha. And now a moment from our sponsor, who is for some reason not sponsoring any Talisker this week. And I don't know, he seems to have switched. No more beer, no more nothing. Look at that. What is that? Treif cognac. My gosh.
Whatever I can drink, I drink. What are you kidding?
I see cognac works pretty well.
Oh, man. Yeah. It might even switch over. Who knows?
Omer,
for the damned French.
Omer Hare Alai Toda. The guy is mechayev himself to bring a teda, even though he didn't say anything about the lachmi teda. He has got to bring that teda and its lachmi. Not only that, he's got to bring it from Chulin, Mutrich, and he can't use his Meiser Sheini money to cover his costs for bringing that teda or for its lachmi. But if he says, I am going to bring a teda from Chulin, and I'm going to bring its lechem from my Meiser Sheini. Nope. He's got to bring both the Toda, Yavihi Vilachma Min HaChulin. How about if he says, okay, Hare Alei Toda Min HaMaaser, I'm going to bring a Toda from Meiser Sheini, and I'm going to bring a lechem of that Toda from Chulin. That he can do. He can bring whatever the way he said it. How about if he said, I'm going to bring he, vilachma min amaser. He can do that too. He can bring both of them from Meiser, if that's what he was mekabel on himself, l'chatchila. Because remember, gentlemen, the whole din of Meiser Sheini is to go to Yerushalayim and use it for foodstuffs. And the best thing to use it for, we learn out from the pasuk, v'chalta sham lifnei Hashem Elokecha, is to eat shlamim. So use your money of Meiser Sheini that you brought to Yerushalayim after you were poda it. Take that money, go buy yourself an animal, and bring it as a carbon tita. So there's no reason, if you said that's what you're going to do, you aren't mechayev yourself in anything other than that. And that is a nice mitzvah. So what's wrong? So bring the teda and the lechem, in that case, from Meiser. But don't bring it from actual Meiser. Not from the chitim of Meiser. We'll see why not. You have to bring it from the money of Meiser. And use the chitim to make your lechem teda. Amar Avuna. How about you said, I'm only going to bring lachme toda. You didn't say anything about bringing a taita. You'd have to bring a carbon taita and its lachem. Why? Because everybody knows there's no such carbon as lachme taita. So meida yadia gavet a lechem below toda lo yikrev. Everyone knows you can't bring a taita with a lechem without a taita. So when he said, I'm going to bring lachme taita, he obviously took for granted that he meant a teda and its lechem. The only reason he mentioned the lechem teda is because he was saying, this is what I want to get to. I'm going to bring the lechem teda too. Obviously, he's going to bring the teda itself. Well, wait a minute. The Mishnah said that if a guy says, I'm going to bring teda from Meiser, and I'm going to bring its lechem from Chulin, then he should bring them as he said, Kemosh Nadar. But why? The moment that he said, I'm going to bring lachma min ha-chulin, then isn't that mechayev him to bring a teda? Because he said, I mean, if he just says plain lechem, so he has to bring a teda with that lechem. So if he says he's going to bring lechem from a chulin, why doesn't he have to be mechayev to bring lechem also from the chulin? Oh, come on, it's not the same. Shiny Hosam, when he said, I'm going to bring the totem and a miser, and then you add, and it's lechem I'm going to bring from chulin, so basically what he's saying is, look, I'm bringing miser. Teda. That's not really mine. That's coming from Meiser. So that's the same thing as saying, you know what? My friend Joe brought a teda. He didn't have any money for the lechem. I want to bring the lechem for his teda. So if you want to bring you, I want to bring the lechem for his teda. So now say, Kema Harei Alai lechem liftar to the Tosha Ploni. That you can do. You can bring a chiev on yourself to supply another person's teda with lechem. It's the same thing is true over here. You're supplying the Meiser's teda with lechem. So why would it be mechayev you a new teda? Well, wait a minute. So then if that's true, so when the Reisha of the Mishnah said, I'm going to bring teda from a chulin, and I'm going to bring the lechem in a maaser. The Mishnah said, no, you're going to have to bring the whole jazz from chulin. Why? You say the same idea. The moment that you say that you're going to bring one, the teda from the chulin, and the lechem in a maaser, so we should say, it says, if you said, I'm going to bring this teda to pater Meiser's lechem, let's call Meiser Joe, and it'll be the same thing. It's as if I want to pater Joe's lechem by bringing my teda. Oh, come off it, man. Achi hashta. What kind of comparison is that? Bishlama lechem lemiftar toda asa. Yes, you could bring lechem to pater someone's teda. How can you bring a teda to pater someone's lechem? It's always like we said before. The teda is glal lechem, and not the lechem is glal teda, and not the lechem, not the teda coming because of the lechem. Okay, let's see. Maybe Hakasha on Ravuna from this brat. Somebody says, I want to bring a teda without lechem. Or, I want to bring a korban without the nesachim. The Bezdin forces him to bring a teda and its lechem, and to bring the zevach and its nesachim. And tough for him. Now, the only reason over here he has to bring the teda with the lechem is that he said, Taima di Omar. He said, I want to bring a teda. But if he wouldn't have said, I want to bring a teda, and he only said, I'm chayev myself to bring lachme teda, he wouldn't need to bring a teda and lechem, because saying you're going to bring teda does not automatically mean you're going to bring the teda itself. No, not true. Who had the nafik of the law amar teda? Even if he just would have said, Lach Meitaita, like the Mishnah said, he would have been chayev, like we said. A guy knows you can't bring Lach Meitaita without bringing a Taita. The only reason the Tana said, left out the words, a Taita, is because he wanted to write two parallel halachas. Taita below Lechem, and Zevach below Nesachim. So the only way he could do that is by saying it that way. He couldn't have said Nesachim below Zevach, because you're allowed to bring Nesachim below Zevach. It was a perfectly valid korban. So what would be the point of mentioning a case like that? So he wanted to bring parallel cases. Zevach without Nesachim, yes, that's a problem. It's the same as a Taita without Lechem. That's why he said it that way. Now, the question is, Bichlal, does it make sense to force a guy who never wanted to bring the Lechem, and we're telling him that you're going to have to bring both? I mean, isn't this a neder with a petach attached to it? The petach means that we say to the guy, look, if you would have realized that this is what you were going to have to do, then you would never have made this neder, right? I mean, so that's basically what's happening over here. If you know that you can't bring a teda without lechem, so then the moment that you say a teda without lechem, though, what you're saying basically is, I changed my mind. I'm not interested in getting involved in this. So why are we forcing him to do something that he never wanted to do? Amar Chizkiya, you're right. This is going according to Beit Shammai. Remember, Beit Shammai's shita is that the such thing as hekdesh is a toad. We always say tvos lashon rishon. If you make two parts of a statement, and the second part is seiser, the first part, just look at the first thing that he said. Ditnan, harini nazir. A guy makes himself a nazir. Well, a nazir means he can't drink wine products. But he goes on to say, I'm a nazir, but only from grogrot. Or from a dveila. I mean, that's ridiculous. So Beit Shammai says it doesn't matter. He's a nazir because it's tvos lashon rishon. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, he obviously is not a nazir because he basically had changed his mind and it's a neder of Pesach imay. Whereas so Beit Shammai says, afal pi kein, he's going to have to do both. And he, just like he has to be a nazir. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't have to go like Beit Shammai. How likely is it will go like Beit Shammai? Afilo tema Beit Hillel works out perfectly well like Beit Hillel. If the case is where the guy said, Ilu hayiti yodea she'endo drinka, had I known that I'm not able to bring a Toda without Lechem, then I would have said, normally I would have said, I'm going to bring a Toda with Lechem. In which case, even Beis Hillel is made up because the guy is saying, I never meant to change my mind. I really wanted to bring up Taita properly. I thought you could say it like this, but if you can't, then I'll say it correctly. I want to bring a Taita with bread. Well, what, I don't make that much sense. You said, we're going to force him. Why would we be forcing him? If he's saying that's what he meant, and he's perfectly happy with that, why would the mission say you got to force him? No, now we changed his mind. Now he's saying, oh, you mean, you know, I didn't think that I was able to do it alternatively, but you know what? I don't want to do this. I just realized how expensive it is. So now he wants to change his mind. To Kaboy Hodabe. So there, even based on is made that. If initially the guy never said that I didn't want it to be this way, then it's not a matter of a Pesachimai. Once he admits that that's what he wanted to do, now he's changing his mind. Fine, so go get his heter for your netter. But we're certainly not going to say that it's considered to be no netter at all. That's ridiculous. Okay, maybe we can actually bring up Raya for Chizkiya. Tashma. The Braita says, if somebody says, I want to bring a Taita below Lechem and a Zevach without Nesachim, and they said to him, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to bring a Taita with its Lechem. You're going to have to bring a Zevach with Nesachim. And he says, had I known, Shekain, I never would have made such an edit. I can't afford this. I don't want it. Nonetheless, we force him to bring it. And we say to him, listen here, buddy, Shmor v'shamata, you better note and remember, this is what happens to idiots like you. So anyway, according to Chizkiya, who learned that we're going according to Beit Shammai, it's fine. We force a person to do something he didn't want to do because it was lashon rishon. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, he was trying to make things go like Beit Hillel. How could this go like Beit Hillel if the guy says I never would have wanted it? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yochanan, of course. This bride, like, there's no way that it can go like Beit Hillel. The first bride, I said, where over there he said, if I would have known, I would have done it right. This braita is definitely only like Beit Shammai. How else could we possibly force a person to do something that he never wanted to make an edit to do? That's crazy. Now, what do we mean when we say, all right, buddy, just remember and be careful? What does that mean? Shmor v'shamata. Omer Abaye, shmor means bring the Teda, and v'shamata means then listen to us, you're going to have to bring the Lachmi Teda as well. Rava says, no, shmor means you do what we told you. You bring a Teda and it's lechem. And now shamata means take it to heart and pay attention. Don't try such thick in the future and learn your lesson. If you try to make a carbon wrongly, we're going to end up catching you and bringing you to bring, force you to bring it properly. Okay, then what Mishnah said, if somebody said he wants to bring the Teda and its lechem both from Maaser, do so. What do you mean, do so? Why does he have to do so? You're telling me he has to bring it from Maaser? Because he says he's going to bring it from Maaser? What would be wrong if the guy would want to bring it from Chulin? Yavi, lo sagi de lo Maaser. It's not good enough for him to bring it from Chulin. But not from a first time. Of course, it doesn't mean Yavi has to. It means Ratsa. Maybe, if he prefers to bring them from Chulin, Matov, Tavo Alav Bracha, go bring it from Chulin. And then we said, and in the event that you do so, Lo Yavi Michite Maaser Sheni, Ela Mima Ot Maaser Sheni. Don't use the actual wheat, but to make the lechem out of it. Use the pidyon money when you come to Yerushalayim and use that money to buy Lachmei Teda. So Rav Nachman Rav Chista both agreed that this means you can't make it from the chitim of Maaser Sheni. But if you buy chitim with money of Maaser Sheni, then that would be perfectly okay. It's just you can't actually use the original wheat of Maaser Sheni, but you could certainly, if you went ahead and exchanged your Maaser Sheni for wheat, you could certainly go ahead and use that for. It's just the same thing as money is. What's the difference if the money is in the looks like silver coins or the money looks like its value in wheat? You could use that, and that would be fine. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiyahu Kameda Rabbi Zera, and he was saying over, you cannot bring it when the Mishnah says you can't bring it from the chitim of Maaser Sheni, but you could certainly take the money of the value of the Maaser Sheni that you grew, go to Yerushalayim and buy other chitim. And now those chitim have the kedusha of Maaser Sheni, but they weren't really grown from Maaser Sheni. So Rabbi Zera said to them, Rabbi, ata omer kein. You actually hold that that's true? I got to tell you, I disagree. Ani omer, afilu michitim alakuchot b'maaser Maaser Sheni. You could not even do that. And let me show you that I understand your logic perfectly, and I'm going to explain to you what your logic is, and then I'm going to explain to you why I disagree. I'm going to explain my reasoning, and just so you see that I understand you perfectly well, I'm going to explain your reasoning first. What you're feeling is, look, the only reason that you're not allowed to use the actual chitim of Maaser Sheni is because you're basing the logic on the following. How do I know that you're allowed to bring a Teda at all from most Maaser Sheni? Maybe it's like other Karbanas. You're not supposed to bring a Chiev, you're not allowed to bring from Maaser Sheni. So how do you know it? We know it because of Shlomim. It says Beferish that the Teda is considered to be a Shlomim, and it says Beferish that when you come to Yerushalayim with your Kesef Maaser Sheni, you should buy Shlomim. How does it say that? It says by Shlomim, V'zavachta Shlomim V'achalta Shom. And it says by Maaser Sheni, V'achalta Shom in Yerushalayim. So obviously it's saying, what can you buy with your Mois Shlomim, with your Mois Maaser Shlomim? So if a Teda is called a Shlomim, and a Shlomim is it's a mitzvah to buy a Shlomim with the Mos Maaser Sheni, so you should be able to bring the Shlomim and the Teda. So your argument is like this, that since that's the basis of the Heter, so me no. You want to learn out from the Heter, that just like when the Torah says you can buy Shlomim with the Mos Maaser Sheni, Shlomim itself is not shayach to be Maaser Sheni. An animal can't be Maaser Sheni, so it means that the Shlomim has the value of the Maaser Sheni in it, right? But it can't be Gufa Maaser. So you're saying the Teda, also the Lachmei Teda, can't be Gufa Maaser. They can't be actual Maaser. They can only have the value of the Maaser. So now you're saying, and logically, if I'm utilizing wheat that I bought with most Maaser Sheni, they're not Mamish Maaser, So what's the problem? Why shouldn't I be able to make the bread of the Torah directly out of wheat that I bought with Kesef Maaser Sheni? I'm not using Maaser Sheni. So what's the difference if I buy the bread in a bakery or if I buy the wheat and I make the bread? Same exact thing, no? Now, that's your logic. Now, I'll tell you my logic and why I disagree with you. Hey, Matayim Adidi, I'll tell you why I don't think that's true. Under the same opening, as I said for you, how do we know that you can buy a Torah with Maaser Sheni money? Because a Torah is called a Shlomim, and a Shlomim is learned out, V'achal Tashom, that it says both by Maaser Sheni and by Achiyos Shlomim in Yerushalayim. And I also make the same diyuk you make. Yuma Shlomim, except I add one little word. I said, just like when you're buying Shlomim with Moz Maaser Sheni, the thing that you're buying with the Moz Maaser Sheni are never able to be themselves Maaser Sheni. So Eino Min Maaser. Avteira cannot be from the Min. It cannot be the same species that you would have been bringing Maaser Sheni from. Maaser Sheni look lichitim, even if they're not themselves Maaser Sheni, and they're only lekuchot b'Moz Maaser Sheni, they are still the type of material that is itself able to be pure Maaser Sheni. And therefore, I understand that when the Torah is saying you can use your Maaser Sheni, it means you can use your Maaser Cash. But cash is not shayach to be Maaser Sheni. But you can't use the actual chitim at all. Omer Rabbi Ami, if you own Maaser Sheni and you say, I want this Maaser Sheni, oh, you know what? I should start a new daf or I should let you go. Okay, I shouldn't let you go. I should let you go. Keep going. I'm on.
Go to the Mishnah.
Okay, good. All right, so I would keep going. Yeah, I mean, I can get away with leaving it on one daf, right? I think so. Yeah. Okay. So, Omer Avayami, let me tell you something. If you have actual Moz Maaser Sheni, and you say, this money, which is Maaser Sheni, is hereby set aside for purchasing Shlomim. So it's like you were magdish, right? Wrong. Lo konu shlomim. It is not an effective magdish. You could change it, use it for whatever you want. Why? Because lo alim hakadosh shlomim, lemechal hakadosh Maaser Sheni. Since this is already kodesh, you're allowed to use it, even though it's kodesh, to buy something that the Torah allows you to buy. But you can't override its fundamental kedusha of Maaser Sheni to turn it into something else. You have to use the money, not change the level of kedusha of the money. That's not yours to do. Meisvek. So we ask in Rabami, Halokeh Chayel Zifre Shlomi. Suppose some boy is nuts and he buys, instead of a carbon for Shlomi, he buys a Chaya for Shlomi. Oh my gosh. Or he buys a behema with Maaser Sheni, and he buys a behema for a barbecue and not to use for the Shlomi. In that case, so neither of these things is appropriate, right? Because basically, the best thing to use is your Shlomi money, your Maaser Sheni money for Shlomi. And only behemoths are shayach to Shlomi. Chayos are not shayach to Shlomi. So therefore, somebody, he didn't want to use it to buy the correct animal. He wanted it to just be for a barbecue, not to have to go and bring it as a carb. So now, that certainly you're allowed to buy meat with it. It's not as if it's awesome. But the thing is that in a case like this, the hide of the animal would normally be able to be used for anything. It would no longer have a din of being Kodesh by Maaser Sheni. Because when you go and you buy a carbon shlomim with your Maaser Sheni, the carbon shlomim is brought, and then the ore of the carbon is just considered to be regular chulin. That's what's left over from the carbon. But if you use the money for food and not for the carbon, then if you buy something that has the kedusha Maaser Sheni on it that wasn't for food, then it just becomes like another pinion of Maaser Sheni. And then the skin, in this case, the hide, is considered to be kadosh b'kedusha Maaser Sheni. It was as if you exchanged your Maaser Sheni money for something else, for a kalim of some kind. They would just get the kedusha of the Maaser on them because you were paying it on them. Now, doesn't that seem to mean that if you would have actually bought the chaya for a shlomim, when it says that the shlomim doesn't actually get the or, it's because the or actually became kodesh for shlomim, which means that it does chal on shlomim. No. No, it doesn't mean that. You know what it means when it says the shlomim didn't get the money? You know what it means when it says lo yatsa ha'or l'chulin? It didn't go into chulin. It means it's nothing to even discuss. Ain't the Torah, let's say, to or l'chulin. It's not included in the entire set of things that would need to be yotzi l'chulin. Because basically, it's as if you went out, took Meiser Sheni money, and you went ahead and you bought a car with it, or a tractor with it. You went ahead and you bought Lokeach Shor L'Charisha. You're not allowed to use money of Meiser Sheni for such things. The din that you're allowed to use the Meiser is only on things that are the Karban or for the Achila. But things that are not real Achila, they're just like exchanging the value of the Meiser for something else. Itma. Hamatfis Maot Meiser Sheni L'Shlami. You went ahead and you said, I want this Meiser Sheni money to be used for Korban Shlomi. It turns out it's actually a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. It's not so partial what Rabbi Ami said, because really, it depends what you hold is the nature of the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni. Rabbi Yochanan says, you're Kaina, and it's like any other Hekdash, you use the money. And the shlomim is now bought with this Meiser, that's what you got to use it for. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, it's not. So now the thing is like this. We have a big machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Mos of Maaser Sheni is personal property. It has no kedusha whatsoever. It's called Mamon Hedit. According to him, there's no question. It's your own money. You can do what you want with it. And just like if you took money out of your wallet and you said this money is set aside for shlomim, but would certainly be set aside for shlomim, it's hekdesh. The same thing is true about your Meiser Sheni money. Yeah, for sure it was kind of the money. The only machlokas is Alibin Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that Maaser Sheni is considered to be like a form of hekdesh. You can't use it to be Mekadesh HaSaisha because it isn't your personal money. It's Mamon Gavoa. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar says, look, according to Rabbi Meir, you can't be Kaina the Shlomim because it isn't yours. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, who says it is Kaina, he says, look, the whole point over here is, even according to Rabbi Meir, since we learned out from the Pasuk that Meiser itself is meant to be used to be Korev Shlomim, if you're matvisit, you had the right to be matvisit as well. And the Kedusha Shlomim is chal even on the money. Meisve, how could we say this? It says in the Braita, Matvis Maot Meiser Sheni L'Shlomim, if you're paida that behema, you're going to have to double your 25% surcharge, which is the surcharge on the owner for the pidyon. Because A, you're being paida the Kedusha of the Shlomim, and when an owner is paid to the Kedusha of the Shlomim, he has to add 25%, which is a Chaimesh Milabar, and B, it is your Meiser Sheni money, and if your paid to Meiser Sheni is the owner, what's the din? You have to be Meiser for Chaimesh. So obviously it means that the Kedusha of the Shlomim actually was Chal on top of the Meiser Sheni. So you see that it's not stunned that this is not the what you are claiming, that it's only because of the right to use it. That's not the point. There's two separate bylaws. So what do you think? You think this is working out according to Rabbi Meir? Misavrit Deviakoli, this is going on Libet Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said that Meiser Sheni is personal property. It's Momain Hedyet. And of course, as we said before, Libet Rabbi Yehuda, naturally, it's your own money, and therefore the Kedusha of Shlomim is chal on it, which explains why now as an owner, you would have to be put a double pidyon. You'll have to pay the surcharge for the pidyon of the Shlomim, and now you're still left with your Meiser Sheni, so you're going to have to pay a surcharge on the Meiser Sheni as well.